You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. You can't afford to not make the time. One summer day in 2009, a Google employee was taking a stroll in Central Park when a large tree branch fell on top of him, leaving him paralyzed. When you hear this tragic story, it sounds like a crazy fluke injury, except it wasn't. Around this time, the city of New York was paying out an unusual amount of settlements due to falling tree branches. Why this spike in injuries? Well, the city was trying to save money, and so they cut the budget for pruning trees. However, as Dan Heath shares in his book Upstream, it wasn't just the city's tree pruning budget that was causing lawsuits. One government official used this realization about the tree branches to investigate other areas where the city was paying out settlements for things they could prevent. Injuries on playground was another common claim, and as they investigated these claims, many of them were preventable by just making small adjustments to the playground equipment. The city of New York's efforts to save money is often like our efforts to save time as coaches. We don't think that we have time for consistent one-on-ones with our players. We think we don't have time to meet each week to intentionally build our culture. We think we don't have time to send out a weekly parent email or consistent messages to parents. We think we don't have time to sit a kid out of a drill or a practice when they fail to meet the team standards. But what is the cost of not making the time? Players consistently show up and not give their best, players not buying into their roles, parents wanting to meet with us to discuss their child's playing time and development, our team culture becoming toxic. We can't afford to not make the time to work on our culture, our relationships, and our own leadership. Coaches, I think it's fantastic that you make the time to listen to this podcast. I greatly appreciate it. But my challenge to you is, what are you doing with this information? What actions are you taking? How are you improving your systems? How are you investing in the systems within your program to get better results? Just reflect on that. If you don't have a lot of time and you don't have a lot of money, one of the best things you could do, one of the best ways to improve your systems, is the Captain's Council system and the Competitive Cauldron system. These are two absolutely foundational systems. They do not require a lot of time in season. The courses themselves are 30 minutes and 45 minutes. They come with all the resources that you need that are actually going to save you time when it comes to your leadership system within your program and developing a competitive practice. It will save you time in practice. It will save you time throughout the season. So I highly encourage you to check these courses out. You can save 10% by using the coupon code CULTUREBUILDERS. The link is in the details of this episode, or you go to thriveonchallenge.com, and on the homepage, there's links to the two courses there. Regardless of whether you invest in these courses or not, I hope that you are taking the ideas that we share in this podcast and you're putting them into action so that you're starting to get better results within your program.